This is the BBC News. Hello, I'm Jonathan Izard. The US Vice President Mike Pence has warned the world not to be taken in by North Korea's participation in the Winter Olympics. Mr. Pence, who will attend the opening ceremony of the Games on Friday, said the event's powerful symbolism must not be used to paper over the truth.
We'll be ensuring that whatever cooperation that's existing between North and South Korea today on Olympic teams does not cloud the reality of a regime that must continue to be isolated by the world community. And it must be brought to a place where it ends its provocations, it ends its development and possession of nuclear weapons and ballistic missile weapons.
Mr. Pence is bringing as guest to the Games the father of Otto Warmbier, an American student who died of severe injuries last year after being imprisoned in North Korea. European share prices have hit their lowest level since 2016 following sharp drops in Asia and the United States. London, Frankfurt and Paris all recorded losses of up to 3% on opening before recovering some ground. From Frankfurt, here's Damian McGuinness.
In Frankfurt, when the DAX, the German stock market, opened this morning, we saw the biggest fall in 1.5 years. That was down by 3.6%. So the question is whether this is just a blip or whether it's the start of a wider market correction. What analysts are really saying is that this doesn't look like it's going to turn into anything more serious for now. Prices have started going up again. And that's really because the ECB, unlike in other areas of the world, is not looking to raise interest rates anytime in the immediate future.
The slump has been caused by investors around the world rushing to sell stocks in fear of a rise in interest rates in the US. Some news just in, the South African Parliament has announced the postponement of the State of the Nation address due to be given by the embattled President Jacob Zuma on Thursday. He has come under increasing pressure from colleagues to resign over corruption allegations since losing the ANC leadership in December to Cyril Ramaphosa. No new date has been set by the parliamentary speaker. The ANC's National Executive Committee is due to meet on Wednesday and has the power to recall the president. This is the World News from the BBC.